Episode 3070, No More Lies.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It's been a really long one for me, but I will tell you this, it's Inspiration Motivation Day, so come on, let me see that smile, because you look beautiful when you wear it. No more lies. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. All right, deep breath here, because we are going to go on a roller coaster ride. If I told you that you were ugly, but really it wasn't about you being ugly. I know, just stay here with me for a moment. It was more so that I didn't like your outfit. And so I was just like, well, you know what? You're just ugly. It just doesn't work right. But in reality, you're actually beautiful. It's just that the outfit and the color and the design just doesn't really work. But you picked it out. You designed it. And so who do I hurt more? If you're not careful, your life can be composed of more lies than truth. Stop sugarcoating what actually might serve you. No more lies. So I got a question for you, or two or three. Yeah, seriously, I do. Are you one who likes to be told straight up what's happening? Like, you want the honest truth. You want to know, I mean, this is it. This is what's going down. Or do you prefer a gentle approach with not necessarily all the details or truth? Unfortunately, we can be so disingenuous with ourselves. We don't like the feeling of being let down, sad, or disappointed, so we lie. We flat out lie to ourselves. We take the bold truth and coat it with sprinkles of encouragement. Now, I'm all for encouragement and inspiration. What is today? Yeah. But sometimes the hard knock truth is more inspiring than the lies we tell ourselves. No more lies. Don't do it. So let's go back to my example, right? I said you were ugly. Well, because in my mind, hear me out here, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, you designed the outfit. And what I really don't like is you're beautiful, but your outfit, well, not so much. The colors don't go together. You put sequins when there should have been rhinestones, and it just doesn't match. And you picked a dark color when it should have been a brighter color. And it's just a hot mess. But you look in the mirror and you see nothing but beauty. Not of yourself, but in the outfit. So when you ask me as your friend, oh, what do you think of this? And you're like, well, yeah, well, it's great, you know, but yeah, you're not so great though. You're just, it doesn't flow. It's just ugly. The whole fit, this, whatever this is, it's just ugly. So I'm trying to soften the blow, right, to you, to saying that, yeah, this doesn't work for you. But in reality, what if I was to turn it around and say, you know what? Sweet sister, you are beautiful, gorgeous. And I know you want to be this top designer and you are so creative. But what you created here, this outfit, is a hot mess and not in a positive sense. You asked me and I'm going to be honest with you. No more lies. So let me ask you this, where do you lie to yourself? Now, as you're thinking about this answer, are you coming up with a reason what not telling the truth is better in a particular circumstances? I know. You're already giving yourself a way out. This is not to make you feel bad. We all do it. Everyone does it. It's like a celebration. We don't want the hard knock truth, so we sugarcoat it. We kind of beat around the bush. That's an old saying. Maybe you've never heard of that saying, but we beat around the bush. We don't want to go through it. We're like, we'll just take off a little bit here and a little bit here. And maybe if we do that, maybe they'll see that this whole thing just needs to go. But what if you were willing to take a chance on yourself and share only the truth with yourself? How do you think that would affect you? Now, one thing that I immediately think about is being able to make some definitive decisions. Because you see, indecision can be as detrimental as a failure. So let me get at it from this perspective. Where have you failed that if you knew the truth, you would have responded differently? Yeah, you're already taking yourself to three different places, maybe now four. Maybe it was a career change. Maybe at one point, I know this is hard. Maybe at one point you were like, I didn't wish, I really wanted another child. Maybe at one point early on in your marriage, you were like, what did I do? What was I thinking? And some of those things, we work ourselves through the situation, right? But in that moment, in that little bit of moment, if we were honest with ourselves prior to, maybe that moment would have never come. Because we told 12 or 26 or 52 other lies before that. It'd be interesting to count how many lies you tell yourself in a day. And when I say a lie, I literally mean a lie. I don't care if it's a white lie. I don't care if it hurts anybody or nobody. A lie is a lie. So if you say your eyes are green, but they're really blue, that's a lie. If you wear contacts to make your eyes blue because they're green, and somebody says, what color are your eyes? And you say they're blue. No, they're not. They're green. You wear blue contacts. Okay, so I'm saying the bare basics here. Because this is what happens, is we get so caught up in this that we wonder why we're sitting there sulking in the corner. Why we're so sad and disappointed in ourselves. Because maybe along the road of lies has been more truth than the road of truth. So where have you failed that if you knew the truth, you would have responded differently? Because most of us would do just that because we have the truth to work with, right? No more lies. So what lie do you want to let go of and start telling yourself the truth? So I'm going to take you there. For the majority, if this was in January, it would be what? Weight. What do I look like? What is my reflection? What is the number on the scale, right? It's all about weight loss, weight gain, strength carrying, wherever you are in that healthy living, okay? We all tack on something different. And now I could get on a tangent here for sure when it comes to weight and healthy living, because in all honesty, we just change what really matters, the bare truth, and we try to fluff it up with something so we don't feel like, oh, really? Either you're overweight or you're not. You're overweight or you're skinny or you're just right, right? You meet the average, whatever that average is. Now, some people would say, well, it depends on where you take those numbers from. That's true. So where are you going to take those numbers from? From the medical side of things, how your doctor looks at it, or from the way society looks at it, or the way your spouse looks at it? Yes, I'm going down that road. What about the way your friends look at it, especially your best girlfriend? Maybe even your best guy friend. All these things that we tell ourselves so we don't have to feel oh so bad. But what if we felt bad for just a moment, but it would actually execute our actions and put things in motion to get us to where we need to go? This is so exciting. Right? Because you are ready and you're saying, okay, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to let go of this and I'm going to start telling myself the truth. Now, I'm also going to tell you this. Your life is going to change. It is. No more sugarcoating the truth or hiding behind what you don't want to face. Be courageous. Be confident. Be compassionate. No more lies. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.